This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Monday.
I did a story in the news, last news break, about the middle seat on an airplane.
Yes.
And people were debating whether or not the middle person in the middle seat gets both armrests. On a Twitter poll, a slight majority says no.
Mm.
But as we discussed it, I mentioned the middle seat in a car.
Yes.
408 writes, this is a text, 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive.
We thank you.
My mom had a Camaro with the hump in the middle back seat. I was youngest, so I had to sit on the hump, and they wouldn't let me put my feet on either side. They'd chant at me, hump, hump, hump. They thought it was funny since it's the word for sex.
Mm.
Kids are so easily amused.
Mm.
And also...
torturers.
So mean to their brothers and sisters.
Absolute torturers.
So mean.
No, you can't put your feet down in the footwells. You've got to keep them on the hump.
Keep them up, buddy.
The whole drive.
Don't you get on my side of the car.
While your hammies are just losing it.
You poor thing.
Meanies.
Well, what are you going to do?
All right, grow up, I guess, and then beat them up.
Right, sure. By then, they've stopped torturing you. As soon as you're old enough to hurt them.
Right.
That's when I stopped. Ooh, you got me. None of that.
Uh-huh.
A battle I can't win? Okay, I'm not going to fight it.
Bye.
Go on.
That was
okay.
It.
All right, you guys, listen. It's time for a major concert announcement.
Ooh.
This is, look, Bottle Rock, that has been working out for them up there in the Napa Valley. They're like, oh, man, this is great. We should do more like this. And so they are. Bottle Rock presents the Sonoma Harvest Music Festival. Two weekends of the world's top musicians performing in the intimate setting of the Olive Hill Vineyard at B.R. Cone Winery.
Mm-hmm.
Now that sounds romantic and beautiful. I don't know how many people that'll hold, but they're doing two full weekends. So it's kind of like Coachella, except that it's not the same lineup both times.
Oh.
It's just one weekend it happens, the next weekend it happens. So first weekend is September 14th and 15th. On September 14th, your headliner is Ben Harper and The Innocent Criminal. Ms. Lauryn Hill will be performing. September 15th also stars CeeLo Green.
What?
CeeLo's back, you guys. That's a good song. Too bad about his feelings on rape. All right, weekend number two. Here we go. Listen, he's back. This is exciting. I actually think he's so talented. Love that guy. Weekend two, September 21st, stars Churches. September 22nd, the second day of the second weekend, the headliner is Death Cab for Cutie. It's also starring Silver Sun Pickups. No other festival offers this rare opportunity to enjoy top artists performing amongst Sonoma Valley's laid-back atmosphere, incredible wines, farm-inspired cuisine. Tickets go on sale this Wednesday at 10 a.m. at SonomaHarvestMusicFestival.com. Right now, that's right, we've got something for you right now. Call number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of weekend tickets to Sonoma Harvest Music Festival. Winners can pick which weekend they want. So you just heard some of the people who are performing. Of course, these aren't just, you know, the people that we just mentioned. There's a million more people playing.
Yeah.
So you get to pick which weekend you want to go to, and it looks like Riley's answering the phones. Winners, pick your weekend and just be calling number 9, and it's all yours, 800-400-3697. You'll be hearing a lot more about this. Bottle Rock presents the Sonoma Harvest Music Festival at the Olive Hill Vineyard at B.R. Cone Winery.
Farm-inspired cuisine. Do you know what that is? What would you guess?
Is that like a farm-to-table thing?
That's what it
looks like.
It. Yeah. Right. Yum.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I love that. The whole concept.
Super fresh food.
That's one of the things about the festivals up in the valleys is that they're, you know, it's all about organic, local. And it's as much about the food as it is about anything else. They have a whole freaking cuisine stage.
The internet's not in agreement about exactly what it means, but it sounds good.
Oh,
fresh,
what are they
super
saying?
Fresh food. Oh, yeah. Just that there's not one thing specifically, what did you say, farm-inspired?
No, you said farm-inspired. I said farm-to-table.
No, but it's from what you read to me.
It's
why I'm looking it up.
Farm-inspired cuisine.
Right.
Yes. Farm-inspired.
That's why I looked it up. I'm like, I wonder what that is.
And it looks eggs.
Well, that's what I'm like. Is that biscuits and gravy? Or what is that?
Sure. What, you'd feed the farm hands?
Yeah, I don't know.
It is biscuits and gravy, Vinny. I don't know. But it sounds delicious. Whatever it is, I'll have it. Of course, I never say no to food.
Right.
So.
How are those donuts?
Oh, my God. So good. Oh, my God.
I can't believe you went for donuts again. We had them on.
They were so good on Friday that
Friday,
I was like,
yeah.
Bring me more of those.
They were still warm. I had a half of one.
Oh, my God. They were so warm. Oh, fresh out of
the
oven. Anyway, let me see if I have a sponsor.
No.
The number one album in America is coming your way in 10, as I count down from 10. Great. Hanging in there. Hanging in there at number 10, Ariana Grande. Thank you. Next. Nearly 30,000 copies of that one. I want it. I got it. I love it. I got 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 it. I love it.
It's one of the few covers I'm totally into.
Okay, thank you. Next. Got it. Polly Perrette. You said her name's Abby on NCIS?
Mm-hmm.
So she was on that show from the very beginning.
I don't know, 15 seasons?
For a long time, she was, well, I guess behind Mark Harmon, but she was one of the biggest stars on that show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like big time followers of her little goth character. What did she wear? She was the scientist, right?
Yeah.
Right. Like one of the lab
forensics.
Chicks. Right.
Girl.
Remember there was a thing a few years ago where, and I've never watched NCIS. I don't think I've ever seen one episode of it. But people love that show. And she was one of the most recognizable celebrities in America.
Right.
And I was like, oh, no, what?
Oh, I forget that term, but there's a term for
it. Like a curating or something. Right. So Polly Perrette, over the weekend, she went on Twitter, because that's what people do. And she said she's never returning to NCIS, and it's because of Mark Harmon. She said, quote, "No, I am not coming back ever. Please stop asking. I am terrified of Harmon and him attacking me. I have nightmares about it. I have a new show that is safe and happy. You'll love it." So then the Twittersphere goes crazy, and she comes back on and says, "You think I didn't expect blowback? You got me wrong. This happened to my crew member, and I fought like hell to keep it from happening again, to protect my crew. And then I was physically assaulted for saying no, and I lost my job." Still not exactly clear what happened between Polly Perrette and Mark Harmon.
There was a dog involved. Did it say anything about that?
That's where it starts.
Okay.
So Mark Harmon was bringing his dog on set.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog bit a crew member.
Mm-hmm.
And she went bananas. I mean, she said this, you know, as people do. Look, this dog is dangerous, and you can't bring it to the set anymore. And she tried to get the producers and whoever else was in charge of the production to ban Mark Harmon's dog. And what it sounds like is that he got effing pissed at her and started going crazy.
I think
crazy.
He was a producer.
Oh,
or
maybe,
is,
right.
Also.
He's like, I'm bringing my dog. I don't care that it bit someone.
Mm.
So things got contentious between them. She left the show in 2017. She spoke of multiple physical assaults. So I don't know if he shoved her or what the hell happened between them. She didn't go into any detail. But she reportedly set off a feud with him by trying to get the dog banned from the set.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, Mark Harmon, if your dog bites someone on the set, the dog does need to be banned. At the very least. I am on Polly Perrette's side.
You are, except that you're not hearing the whole story, which that's the part about what she's tweeting here is bothering me, is just say it all.
Right. If you're going to be yapping about it.
You're being cryptic, and now you're making us fill in the spaces.
Which we're not doing.
It's unfortunate because she's someone that a lot of people really like, and they would absolutely side with her. So lay it out. Say it.
She needs to lay the whole thing out. Maybe she had to sign something where she can't lay the whole thing out.
Well, what is this? This is worse than saying it.
Right. Because it makes you imagine what could have happened.
Right.
We're sitting here speculating about
it.
She needs to just say what happened.
Yeah.
She has dreams. She has nightmares about it. So, that's where she's at. That's how she spent her weekend. New show, Safe and Happy.
That's what it's called, too?
No, I don't know what it's called. Right. But she says, you know, she's safe and everyone's happy.
I'm so scared.
Dolly Parton. She's so cute.
How's she doing?
Great.
Good.
They just added $137 million expansion to her Dollywood theme park in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. More reasons to go, Yuzi. You got to go to Dollywood.
I've been there.
Oh, you went to Dollywood?
We went there on the way back from, I think we were going back to California from D.C., and we stopped there because they had an indoor skydiving.
Oh, that's right.
So we did that, but we ended up pulling up to Dollywood, and it was closed.
Oh.
It was shut down.
So you drove by the front.
We drove and looked, and oh, Dollywood, okay. Pigeon Forge, all right, where's the skydiving place? And then I think bought some fireworks.
Oh.
They have a lot of fireworks places
there. Those are illegal here, you know. So there's a lot of great stuff in this new $137 million expansion, including some great rides, apparently. 6 new rides. So Dolly was asked if she has a favorite on them, and she said, I don't ride the rides. I never have. I have a tendency to get motion sickness. Also, I'm a little bit chicken. With all my hair, I got so much to lose, like my wig or my shoes. I don't like to get messed up. I'm going to have some handsome man mess it up. I don't want some ride doing it.
That is too bad. It's got her name on it.
Yeah, but she'll go to the park, Yuzi. She just doesn't want to go get sick on the rides or have her wig go flying off. Then she doesn't look like a doll anymore.
Wear a scarf over it.
It's adorable.
She only lets a man knock her wig askew. Is that what she's saying?
Yes.
Got it.
If I'm going to lose my hair, it's because some man knocked it off of my head. Oh, so good. Usher's new tattoo. What? I don't know.
What did you say?
Why is your mic off?
Oh, I don't know. I may have turned it off. My bad.
You don't want to sing along? You want to hear anyone sing along with Jolene?
No, I think I was clearing my throat. I must have. Anyway. What?
Usher.
Did you say, though?
I didn't say anything. He's got a new tattoo.
What is it?
It's enormous, and he had to shave half his head to get it. Yeah, he got a big tattoo.
Tattoos are supposed to hurt.
It's really cool. It's like a sort of a bursting star in the middle with sort of some geometric like arrow shapes and some circles at the top. I'll give you a picture of it. He went to a famed LA tattoo artist named Dylan Forte.
I never heard of him. Is it up his neck? Is that what you mean? It goes up the back?
Starts in the middle of his back and goes.
Shoot.
I know, right up the back of his neck and onto the back of his head. I mean, it's beautiful, actually.
Dang, he
got a full on. I know.
I tried to get with my guy this summer, and he's one of the well known guys. And so I sent a note like a long time ago, actually. And they're all, we'd love to see you again. How's November? And I'm like, oh my God.
Did you book it?
No, I can't do it. That's when surf season's on.
Oh.
I can't be out of the water for 2 weeks.
Oh, right. So book it you should book ahead. Next summer.
I'm going to get my next one because it's that long away.
And just quickly, I wanted to mention rest in peace, Bushwick Bill, part of the Ghetto Boys.
Mm-hmm.
In bad shape. Sorry, before they updated this, he was in bad shape. He has passed away.
Yeah.
TMZ is reporting that last night, it looks like at 8:45 p.m., Bill's reps confirmed he died Sunday evening, surrounded by family in Houston.
He had cancer.
He had pancreatic cancer, too. Yeah. He was trying to do a reunion with the Ghetto Boys, and he was pissed because the promoters knew about the cancer and were saying the big goodbye, the long farewell.
Oh.
So he was kind of pissed. And then he was trying to do his own thing, Bushwick Bill, just sort of touring and had other people with him. And in the end, the dude's got cancer, and he's battling it and struggling and passed from it, looks like, last night.
Mm. He should have seen Alex Trebek's doctor.
Yes, he should have.
Don't they have the same thing?
Yes. In fact, I don't know if it was stage four when he was diagnosed. I don't really know how long ago his diagnosis was, but rest in peace to Bushwick Bill. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
So much stuff, including a school janitor that's worked his way up to principal.
Mm.
You don't
really
expect to see
you
that,
don't.
Do you?
No. Often the janitor is a very popular man, though.
Right. Wait. Yeah. Okay. I can't wait to hear that story.
Well, didn't
Did
you
he
like
buy
the
you beer or what?
No, but didn't you like the janitor at your school?
I can't even picture him.
Oh, really? They're always walking around, you know, putting the kitty litter on the vomit and stuff, you know? They're popular. You know that guy?
Okay. Yeah. More after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Monday, and it's going to be a hot one.
Happy Monday.
Ooh, happy Monday, Morgan. Coming up at 9 o'clock, your first chance this week to win your way into the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show and Pool Party. Make sure you're here and get yourself qualified for the grand prize.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. Here's what's happening. The Warriors play tonight, everyone. It's a must-win situation.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. I'm sorry, too.
Looks like the A area is having its way with the Bay Area. Eh?
Took me a second, but you did do that right, didn't you? Yeah, no, you got it right.
It's too bad I got it right. It shouldn't have been right. Seems wrong, eh?
Go Warriors. Tonight, 6 p.m. So I'll try to be there for that.
You guys should go.
Would you? By the way, when I went to bed last night, the missus said, "Oh, I'm going to watch Big Little Lies." Did you watch it?
Oh, is it back?
Premiere, yes. I totally forgot about it.
Oh, man. I feel like I'm going to start watching The Handmaid's Tale. We still didn't get to that this weekend. I know.
They're saying that Meryl Streep. Did Christina say anything about it?
No, I went to bed. And
they're saying Meryl Streep just
amazing.
Today was the first day for the kids' daycare, the baby's daycare. So she was busy with
getting it all together.
Oh, my God. I'm so bummed.
It's fine.
If you don't know, that's a real thing. Yeah. The whole dropping off a daycare thing. The first time is a real
tearjerker.
It's a real drama.
Well, is Isla going to be there with her?
Yes, today she
will.
There's a reason for that happening, and hopefully it helps everyone through so that mom will be back at 10 o'clock going, "I can't do it. You're coming home with me."
Right.
And speaking of kids, if I could, Frozen 2, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
The date is set for November 22nd. The trailer's out tomorrow. So that's a big deal for people.
You'll be watching that trailer.
It's
going to get a million views.
Big deal. Palo Alto might enact strict bans of plastic straws, utensils, and bags. They want a zero-waste plan. They expect to reduce 80% of greenhouse gases by 2030. I report this not because you live in Palo Alto, but because I want to encourage all cities, towns.
Yeah, let's do this.
States.
Let's figure out other ways.
We've got to stop with the plastic.
Yeah.
So this is good news, Palo Alto. Get it done.
Well done, Palo Alto.
Congratulations. Way to help out.
Yeah.
And the straws thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to drink straight from... No, I used to like a straw.
Yeah, no, but you know, you don't need a straw.
But in the end, you go, you know what? I'm going to go no straw.
Right.
And I have
to get rid of the plastic lid, too, you know?
Oh, I'm...
And the plastic-lined paper cup.
Yeah.
Plastic and everything, man.
Right.
Man.
Man.
Jimmy.
Hey, man.
They got plastic
Jimmy's
Jimmy's.
Man. What happened to you?
I don't know.
You went thug on me for a minute there.
Yeah.
You and your Jimmy's, man.
See? Yeah, don't call them Sprinkles. They're called Jimmy's, man.
Right.
See?
So I brought up the janitor at school, and I just wanted to mention another thing before I get to a story. Will he do a story? I don't know.
Maybe.
So the bathroom here at the Entercom building,
mm-hmm. Yes.
In the men's room,
yes.
There's no soap. You know why?
Why?
Because someone shot the guy who used to put the soap in our bathroom.
I didn't know. I thought that was a cleaning crew that did that.
He's always around doing that stuff. Such a bummer, but I've used it twice. And I thought, I better say something because people are going to also come in here and then they're going to think, well, that guy's walking around. I wash with water.
Yeah.
Hot water.
Yeah.
There's no soap, though.
Right.
Just so you know.
There's soap in our bathroom.
Oh, well, look at you guys go.
I used it this morning.
There is soap in our bathroom. Yeah.
Well, there's none in ours.
Yeah. That's too bad.
I hear a lot of bad things about your bathroom.
Yeah. God, sometimes the bathroom door is open. I'm like, oh, my God, your bathroom smells. Men
like
are gross.
A lake in there. And then there was emails that were put out last week about how horrific it was left.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What are you people doing in there?
I don't know. I only won. I don't know anything about anything. I'm only a
winner. I don't understand it.
A guy named Michael Atkins grew up in Denver. His first full-time job was working as a janitor at the middle school on the east side of the city.
All right.
He says he took pride in it and enjoyed the work. But he didn't want to be a janitor forever. Then he ran into his favorite teacher from second grade, and they managed to get him a job working as a teacher's aide, and he loved it. He eventually became a teacher.
Huh. Aww.
And now, years later, he's worked his way all the way up to principal.
That's amazing.
Where he was once the janitor. There you Incredible. Go.
Shoot for the stars.
He just got hired.
How old is he now?
Here's his picture. He looks young, actually. Good-looking guy.
Well, does he have... it almost looks like he's got white hair on top. It could be reflection from the sun. He doesn't have a lot of hair. Good looking. He's a black man, and he's standing out on the back basketball court like, hey, here I am, the king of the school. That's great.
Yeah.
And he became a teacher, too. I mean, that's, you know...
Guy worked
that's
hard.
That's no small feat.
Right.
Did a great job. Now, you were saying you remember your janitor. And
I do.
That
I
he
can't
always
remember his name, but...
kitty litter on the vomit. And I'm thinking...
Yeah, the kitty litter.
I don't remember all the barf at my elementary
you know,
school.
Maybe you just didn't have a very barfy school. It seemed like at least every week there'd be some
and
barf
I,
incident.
Right,
like a kid didn't make it, you know, be sort of on the way to the bathroom, but not quite to the bathroom.
Oh,
and
wow.
Bryn, totally, I'm sitting in a room with these two.
And they're talking about barf?
And Sarah says, oh, yeah, all the barf. I'm like, I don't. And then Bryn goes, yeah.
Yeah, they would drop
school,
the shirt.
A lot of barfing.
The kitty litter
the smell
on there. And,
really
oh,
bad.
Yeah, horrible. That's the only time I ever really can remember.
Why is everyone barfing?
I don't know.
Kids.
Kids barf. They just jiggle themselves up and things start
that's
to
right.
be carbonated
after
in
lunch
there
and they play tag, you know? Right. Play tag. We're in full stomachs.
Oh,
and
no.
They're running around.
No, they go on that circular thing on the playground,
right.
The little roundabout thing.
Mm-hmm.
You
so
know,
did you, do you remember being a contributor to the elementary school barf?
I never barfed at school.
You?
I didn't know.
Did you ever barf at school, Yuzi?
I
peed my pants at school a couple
that.
Times.
No. We didn't
wait.
Have that going on at
Did you ever
school.
Barf at school?
Hold on. You just said something. So not only did you pee with a 13-year-old when you were in the color guard
that's
in front of
that
the...
time and in second grade one time.
Oh, damn.
At school?
I pee my pants in class.
Right there.
Yeah.
You just went, I'm just going to go.
I don't remember why then, but I
like
do.
You, your hand's up, but she won't call on you, so you just go,
I
forget it.
I truly don't know why I didn't just go to the bathroom. I wet my pants. They were wet.
And then... And then, hold on. What's the move once you've done that?
I know you just stand around till it dries,
you
I guess.
You just wait?
Yeah. I was second grade.
I know.
I
I'm just
know.
Curious if you got sent. Did you get sent home?
I don't think. No. Oh, no. My pants dried on me, and I went through the day, you know.
Oh, my God.
Second grade.
Like pee girl.
Yeah.
So you went home, and your mom was like, how was your day, honey? And you said.
I was like, Mom, these pants need to be laundered. They're not fresh anymore. I remember the pants, too. They were my favorites. They were purple, and they had this, like, geometric design on them, like circles and squares. I loved them. Yep. But I never barfed at school, so that's one thing I had going for me. But I do remember you'd see the barf, and they'd come by. You remember this? Like, they put, like, the kitty litter on it, you know, to absorb all the wetness, and then they could sweep it up so they wouldn't have to just wipe it
I was trying
up.
To think, like,
Plus, it smelled and it had like that sickly sweet smell. Like the barf has its smell, and then the kitty litter had like a kind of a menthol smell to it.
Made
I don't
you
know.
Want a yak, that's
yeah,
all I know.
It's gross. Had that like that gross like cleaner sweet smell. Ugh.
Do you think elementary school kids are better now than they were
oh,
when
no.
you were?
Kids barf.
They're still barfing. Did your kids barf at school? I don't remember this barfing. I know my daughter barfed in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to come here, but she was also, she'd just eaten and she was looking at an iPad on 17, which is a windy road. I mean, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, sure.
Right. Yep. Huh. All right. Well, anyway.
You don't remember kids barfing at your school, huh?
No. Not, I'm telling you, I'm not trying to, you know, be dramatic or do some shtick. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
At
me
all.
Me neither.
Huh. It's weird. Maybe you guys came from tougher neighborhoods or something.
Probably.
Where the kids didn't barf or pee themselves.
Oh, yeah. Irvine's known for being really rough.
Yeah. It's tough. You know. Just not rough. Tough.
Catholic school in Noe Valley, Sarah. Come on.
Yeah. Those kids are holding it down.
That's right.
Literally. Closing their mouth and forcing it to stay down.
Swallowing it.
And they swallow there.
An ABC affiliate in Scranton, Pennsylvania has a segment on the news where people can call in and give their opinions. Then have those opinions put out throughout the town because, you know, what you're watching.
Yeah.
Last week, one of their callers had a theory on why we're seeing more tornadoes now than we used to.
Oh, and what was it?
Quote, "We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting in traffic circles. You want to know why? When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere, and that causes tornadoes."
Oh, that's super logical. Yeah, that's definitely it. That's definitely why. That's a good one.
And
God,
you know
it took
they
a caller
got that
in Scranton, Pennsylvania to figure
and
it out.
Right to air with it.
Hell yeah, they did.
Hey, town.
It's those friggin' roundabouts.
Here's one of your people here.
Yeah, they're called rotaries.
Listen to this guy.
That's funny.
Getting all smart. Going for it.
Well, yeah. Look, a hurricane triggered by butterfly wings. Obviously, you know, you have that many cars going around in a circle, it's going to cause some atmospheric circling or something.
Some police in Salt Lake City, Utah called 911 last week. You hear that?
The police called 911?
Some police in Salt Lake City, Utah called 911 last week.
Shouldn't
after...
they be the ones to...
Right.
Tell me more.
Well, they'd gotten into an elevator and it was crowded and then the elevator got stuck.
Oh, that's a good reason.
The elevator was in the public safety building, which happens to be where the 911 dispatchers work.
Ah.
So
right there. Boy, this really.
If you're following me here, police officers in Utah called 911 when they got stuck in an elevator in the 911 building. Once the police...
How was the response time?
Explained, we're not kidding. Please stop. We're actually calling you because the elevator... No, we're serious. We're police inside the building where you're taking this call.
I'm surprised they had phone reception in the
elevator. I was thinking the same thing.
The fire department was called in, and they're... If you didn't know, there's a little bit of a rivalry between the two.
Mm-hmm.
And then they
so
came.
These cops are now the laughing stocks of the public safety building, huh?
To save the policeman stuck in the elevator who'd called 911 in the 911 building.
I like it. No wonder that one's making national news.
When the police heard the plan that the fire was coming to rescue them, they said, oh, I bet the fire department can't wait to post this on social media. Which they did.
Of course they did. Duh.
The rescue went well, and every one of the policemen was saved.
Oh, thank goodness.
Thanks to the brave fire department in Salt Lake City, Utah.
That's funny. That's a good one.
It is a good one. If you're fired.
Yes. If you're a policeman, you're humiliated.
It's rough. Really.
They probably tried everything. Let's try and see if there's usually a trap door in the ceiling. Let's climb up some cables. Anything to not have to call 911 on this.
Right. And then they did. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive. How'd you do that?
That was great.
What are you doing over
there? You
had
a new effects machine over there? You did it with the Warriors, too.
Yeah, I did. You notice that, huh? Yeah. Yeah, I like that sound. Sounds like an arena, you know?
Yeah.
As it should sound.
707. We loved our janitor in elementary school, and then 30 years later, my daughter and her friends loved the janitor at their school. Super popular.
Aww.
All right.
I don't remember his name or anything. I remember him.
My kindergartner has lunch with the janitor every day.
I don't know.
Do you have lunch at... Oh, yeah, I guess you do. All right. My custodian at my school back in the 90s looked exactly like Elvis.
Maybe it was Elvis. I mean, where's that guy these days?
And see, Sarah, she knows the drum part.
Oh, yeah. Played it many times on the drums.
And due to the violent head swinging, I noticed you may need a bang cut.
What?
Yeah.
All right, I'll take care of it tonight.
You don't have to. I'm just saying, once you started flinging your head around, I went, oh, well, look at that.
Yeah, pretty long. They're catching my eyelashes.
I can't see your eyes.
That's when they get too long.
I'll read the rest of the text right after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.